I don't know how bees are affected by daylight saving. Are they affected?
Well, I don't know.
Somebody
Maybe
get on
they have
that.
to get their pollen earlier in the day. Who knows? But, you know, this flummoxes people every year. You know, say it with me. Spring forward, fall back, right? And so this is where we're at right now. Daylight savings time.
Saving.
I did it. See, this is the number one thing that I imagine happens is people think it's daylight savings. It's singular. Daylight saving time actually ends tomorrow, which means it's time to set your clocks back an hour. You may have noticed this is happening a week later than usual. That's thanks to the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which made daylight saving time 4 weeks longer. Starting this year, it started 3 weeks early and ends 1 week late. The idea of the bill was to conserve energy by reducing the need for lights in the afternoon and evening for 4 more weeks per year. There are other benefits, too. And when we started looking at those, we found there's a whole lot to talk about the history of daylight saving time. And so we brought in a guy who has studied this for a long time. His name is David Prerow. Am I pronouncing your name right? Prerow. Thanks, David.
Hi, Luke and Rachel.
Hey, thank you very much for being with us. You've studied an awful lot about this. You've written a book called Seize the Daylight, the Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. What do you think is the number one misconception about daylight saving time, David?
Well, a lot of people think it was originally put in to help the farmers. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the exact reverse. The farmers have always been the number one group against daylight saving time from the very beginning. It's mostly been the urban people that have been for it throughout its history.
Why?
Well, the farmers didn't like the fact that they had to follow the sun regardless of what the clock said.
Yeah.
They had to, you know, use the sun to light their fields or to dry off the dew in the morning. And so they were sun-driven, and everyone else was clock-driven. So when the clock moved an hour forward, it put the farmers an hour behind everybody else if they had to do things like bring their products to market. Or it forced them to work in the dark, and either way, they didn't like it. So they've always been the number one group against it. But somehow the myth has gotten around that it is for the farmers, but that's sort of the number one myth.
And the name of your book is The Curious and Contentious Story. Is this really a controversial issue, daylight saving time?
When daylight saving time was introduced, or the concept was introduced in the early 1900s, about 1907, 1908, Scientific American called it one of the most revolutionary ideas ever brought to the British Parliament. It was originally introduced into the British Parliament. If you think of it now, it sounds like something that we're all used to, but it was so contentious that it was put in World War I to save energy for the war, and that wasn't contentious. But as soon as the war was over, all of the rural people and farmers around the U.S. Bombarded Congress with letters to repeal daylight saving time, and Congress repealed it. But then Woodrow Wilson, who felt it was beneficial to the country, vetoed the repeal. Congress repealed it a second time. He vetoed it a second time, and then Congress passed the repeal over his veto. So that's the kind of controversy it had in its early stages. And it still is very controversial today around the world.
Well, this is the whole thing this week, is that it's been moved back now. Do you think that that's a good idea?
Yes, in general, I think this particular extension of daylight saving time is reasonable. I was a consultant to the two congressmen who proposed it. And what we're doing is we're adding 3 or 4 weeks each spring and one in the fall, and yet we're not changing, not making any of the sunrises much later than we're used to having. And I think the negative of daylight saving time is late sunrises, so this extension is a very reasonable extension. Daylight saving time, as you mentioned, has historically been associated with saving energy, but it also reduces traffic accidents, and in some countries they consider that the number one benefit of it, such as in the UK. It also reduces outdoor crime like mugging, because there's not much mugging right after sunrise, but there's a lot after sunset.
All these other benefits.
Yeah, the main benefit, I think, is that most people like it.
Yeah.
Most people just rather have that extra hour of
more
light
sunlight.
In the afternoon or evening than in the morning.
David Prerow is the author of Seize the Daylight, the Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. David, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been
a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.